section of...
During a recent visit to Washington, German Parliament member Hans-Urli Klose said that as the United States turns its attention to Asia, the European Union will have to make more of an effort to resolve its own economic and political problems.
So far, the Europeans had a good living, knowing that if there are difficulties in Europe or in the European periphery, be it in the south or be it in the east, the United States would be ready to not only assist, but also take a lead and help us to overcome these difficulties.
Klose said that the U.S. pivot to Asia could weaken transatlantic commerce, which accounts for nearly half of all global trade. But Klaus Lares, professor of international relations at the University of North Carolina, says Europe has no reason for concern.
The Europeans themselves are looking increasingly towards China and Asia to sell their products. And we also know the successful export industry of Germany would not be as successful without exporting to China and Asia and India and Brazil and similar countries.
But analysts agree that Europeans will have to pay closer attention to what is happening in their immediate neighborhood.
Which is quite something to realize, because our neighborhood is Northern Africa and our neighborhood is the Middle East, that for good reasons we call Near East, because it is pretty close to us, and what's going on there is of immediate relevance to us. And of course we are interested in what's going on there.
As Europe's strongest economy, Germany is sometimes expected to take the lead in the continent's foreign policy. Lares says German politicians, including Angela Merkel, have been hesitant to take political and military leadership of Europe for fear of evoking the specter of Nazi Germany.
Many people call her on her and say, you have to give a big, visionary, pro-European speech. And I think we will wait in vain for that, because she probably doesn't have that deep enthusiasm herself. And secondly, she doesn't want to estrange any part of the population who wouldn't like that sort of speech.
But analysts say Germans have no problem taking the lead of Europe's economy. And Ms. Merkel has shown no hesitation in imposing unpopular measures to save Europe's common currency. Lares says most German politicians deeply believe in a strong and united Europe, as does the United States. And he says both countries will benefit from expanding ties with Asia. Slavica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.